Hello, hello everyone. Magandang umaga po. Good morning. Good morning to everyone. Ah, medyo may allergy ako dahil sa init. So, apology po sa aking medyo pagsingasinga ng konti, no? But praise God, tayo po ay muling nagkasama-sama dito sa ating gawain, no? Every Wednesday morning. So, if this is your first time, my name is Pastor Bong or PB for short. And that's why itong programa na to ay tinatawag nating Soul Devo with PB, no? So that's my name, PB, Pastor Bong. Hello sa inyo lahat. And of course, if you're watching from the Philippines, magandang umaga. If not, maybe it's a good evening in your case or a good afternoon, whichever is the time zone, no, na inyong kinalalagyan right now. But wherever you are, I'm thankful to God na tayo po ay mayroong ganitong opportunity to go into the Word of God together, no? So sa pagkakataong ito, this morning, ang ating pag-uusapan ay pinamagatang When Evil is at Work. Napakahalaga na maging discerning tayo, no? At hindi tayo ika nga ma-deceive. Ang gusto ng kaaway is linlangin tayo, i-deceive tayo. But by the grace of God, we can develop yung awareness, no? Yung watchfulness whenever evil is lurking, no? Yung parang babansya ba yan ang tawag natin dyan? Yung bang parang pag merong mga senyales that Satan is trying to deceive us, we need to be aware of those times. So this morning, yan ang ating pag-uusapan. At ang basis natin dyan is Luke 22 verses 1 to 6, which is, malapit na rin tayo matapos sa Luke. So I'm excited about that kasi talagang medyo mahaba-habang journey yan, ano? But just to give you a heads up, after Luke, we are going to study the book of Acts. So I hope and pray na you will join me to sa new chapter ng ating devotions, no, sa Book of Acts. But for now, nasa Luke pa rin tayo, and we're almost done. We still have a few more passages to go, pero by the grace of God ay matatapos din natin ito, no, in Jesus' name. And I want to thank all of you who have been with me through this journey of the Gospel of Luke. Maraming salamat po sa ating mga faithful listeners. Kayo po yon. Thank you so much. And if this is just your first time to catch up on this Devo, well, you can just go to online.rlcc.ph and you can just go to the Grow page. Hanapin nyo lang yung Grow page and you'll find there yung mga previews nating mga episodes under this category, no? Soul Devo with PB. So I hope and pray na you might be able to learn a lot, no, by going back siguro if you can or if you want to. Anyway, so tayo po ay mag-ready na ngayon for our devotions. I-prepare na natin ang sarili natin. Whatever it is na ginagawa nyo, would you just, for a while, maybe put it down? Kung meron man kayong kinaabalahan at this point, would you just calm your heart and spirit and mind to be in the presence of the Lord para dito sa ating pag-uusapan? Anyway, hindi naman siya ganun kahaba, right? So, let's just focus po. No? Okay, let's pray. Manalangin po tayo. Let's ask the Lord to just guide us and be with us dito sa ating pag-uusapan. Lord, thank you for your mercy, for allowing us to wake up, Lord, and to be alive today. And once again, we commit ourselves to you, Lord, and we offer our lives to you. And dalangin po namin, Panginoon, that we would truly be available and may our hearts be pure and steadfast, ready to obey. So lead us and guide us today, Panginoon. And whatever it is that we might be doing for today, would you help us to be discerning lagi so that we would follow after you, after your will, and reject any temptation or deception from the evil one. So maraming salamat, O Panginoon. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify your name. We glorify you. And we love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So ating basahin itong Luke 22 verses 1 to 6, no? For our devotions today. Sabing ganito, so, you know, starting with verse 1, now the feast of unleavened bread, no, called the Passover, was approaching. This is a very sacred time, you know, sa ika nga sa tradition ng mga Hudyo. And unfortunately, it's also a very you know, ironic time kasi may mga nangyayaring kasamaan, you know, the background, habang merong ganitong sagradong mga events, you know, evil was at work. So anyway, sabi ganyan, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some way to get rid of Jesus. So they've been trying to do this for quite some time now, no? Pero sabi niya, for they were afraid of the people. So, hindi nila diretso ang, you know, mahuli si Jesus because the people were all hanging on to his words. Sabi sa verse 3, then Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, one of the 12. So, you know, it's a very strong description on the part of Luke, no, concerning Judas. But it's not the typical na parang, you know, possession, parang nawalan na control si Judas sa sarili niya. But nevertheless, ano, you know, Luke is telling us na whatever it is that Judas was doing was inspired, no, by the evil one. Kaya, you know, and this is ironic kasi Judas is one of the 12. Kasama siya ni Jesus, is one of the disciples. And so this is something na parang that should really warn all of us. Hindi porque you know, Kristiyano tayo that we are immune, no, to the deception of the enemy. And then sabi ganyan, and Judas went to no. So and then Satan entered Judas called Iscariot, one of the 12. And then sabi ganyan, and Judas went to the chief priest and the officers of the temple guard. So parang kabinete ito, no? And discussed with them how he might betray Jesus. So this is going to be parang an insider job, ika nga, no? Sa lingwahe natin, di ba? Pag may insider job, delikado yan, you know? So sabi ganyan, they were delighted and agreed to give him money. Hindi sinabi ni Luke kung how much money, pero if we look at the other gospels, at siguro that tradition na rin, alam natin, it's 30 pieces of silver, which is a small amount, no? Hindi nga siya gold, eh, silver lang. So you can see na parang ipinagkanulo si Jesus for such a meager amount. And then, so finally, sa verse 6, sabi niya, he consented. So he was not forced to do this. Pumayag siya. And watched for an opportunity to hand Jesus over to them when no crowd was present, which is what they want, no? Yun ang gusto nila eh. So, we want to ask the question, how can we know when evil is at work? Kailangan maging alerto tayo, watchful. Hindi tayo dapat parang pabanjing-banjing lang sa spiritual life natin. You must understand that the enemy, si Satan, does not parang employ or use yung mga obvious na tactics or techniques para masilo tayo o ma-deceive tayo. No? He works in subtle ways. He works in ways na unless watchful ka, hindi mo mapapansin. And today, there are many Christians who are, you know, being deceived by Satan in different ways. And ang nangyayari tuloy, they become unproductive or ineffective in their Christian lives because the enemy somehow is able to have a foothold sa buhay nila. And it doesn't come as parang obvious, no? But you can see it, no? Sa navigation, lalo na sa mga eroplano, meron tinatawag na 1:60 rule, which is basically for every 1 degree na off ka sa course mo, you can actually be off in your destination by about 60 miles yata, ayon dun sa 1:60 rule. In other words, a slight deviation sa direction mo can lead you astray and bring you to, ika nga, off, bring you off course. So sa madaling salita, if we're not careful and watchful sa buhay natin, we might discover na off course na tayo with small incremental deviations or compromises na na tayo, no? Kaya we need to be disciplined and watchful. For example, yung pag-spend natin ng time with the Lord, we must not allow busyness to encroach or parang remove that very essential part ng ating day-to-day life. Or yung pagkakaroon natin ng Sabbath or pahinga once a week. We can easily, compromise on these things. And it may not seem to be much, maaaring maliit lang yun. Yung business natin may not be evil in a sense na may ginagawa tayong masama. We could just be taking care of the house or sa trabaho, no? Pero slowly, napansin mo that you are becoming more and more hurried and busy with so many other things na wala kang time to commune with the Lord in prayer and in silence and solitude so that you can hear from God. So without noticing it, yung character mo begins to ika nga manifest. Not so much yung godliness that comes from the Lord and from the Holy Spirit, but maybe ang lumalabas na sa iyo is worldliness. And you begin to be more and more susceptible, no, to sin. At hindi mo ma-identify, kapag may mga ginagawa ka that is actually detrimental, maybe to your testimony or detrimental to your own relationship with the Lord dahil naseset aside yun eh, no? So I want to share with you three signs from this passage which I believe na these are parang signs that you can be watchful for and avoid getting into ika nga, as much as possible by God's grace. Okay, the first one, that I see in this passage is the fear of being found out. The fear of being found out. In other words, malalaman mo na evil is at work pag medyo may mga tinatago ka o sinisikreto ka that you're afraid that other people might, discover or find out. Now, I see this in verses 1 and 2, so let's look into that, no? Sabi niya, now the feast of unleavened bread called the Passover was approaching. So notice nyo that this is a religious event, a sacred event. And even though it was a sacred event, supposed to be, dapat naka-focus tayo kay Lord. Pero sabi ganyan, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some way to get rid of Jesus, for they were afraid of the people. So meron silang mga pinaplano, but they were afraid na it would be found out. Okay? Na madi-discover siya. And interestingly, it is done or it was being done in the midst of a religious, ika nga, sabihin natin, occasion. So the fear of being found out is one of those indicators that you may be, ika nga, being tempted by the enemy. Kapag may mga sinisikreto tayo or we don't want to be accountable. Now, I don't mean to say na parang i-divulge na natin lahat ng mga buhay natin sa mga tao, no? There is such a thing, of course, as privacy, and that's a good thing. Pero there's a difference between privacy and yung you're not being accountable, no? You're parang thinking or planning about things that you don't want others to find out. And often, ito yung mga nagiging parang way ng kaaway to deceive, a lot of Christians into falling into sin. by, taking action or making plans. And then they don't want others to find out. Yung kanilang small group, hindi alam. Yung kanilang friends, would just be shocked or surprised. Dahil by the time na malaman nila, tapos na, decisions have been made. So this is one sign of evil na kailangan tayo maging aware and watchful. Are we planning out things na we cannot share with others or we don't want to be accountable? If there's nothing wrong with it, at the very least, siguro, we can share with a spiritual companion or a director, and maybe ask for advice. Rather than, being parang, self-sufficient sa sarili natin. And there are people who do this to their to their detriment, no? Yung minsan parang hindi nila papaalam, and then after the decision or after the fact, saka pa lang malalaman ng mga tao, pero they've already decided on it on their own. Again, this is not meant to parang create a an environment of control. We don't want to control one another. We don't want to parang manipulate each other. We want to be accountable. There's a big difference. We want to make sure na yung life natin is transparent. Yes, we can have our private affairs, and we don't necessarily have to tell everybody about private things in our lives. Pero especially kapag may mga decisions tayo that might affect other people, kailangan tayo magkaroon tayo ng transparency or accountability. At the very least, hindi naman kinakailangan public yan, hindi naman kinakailangan lahat ng tao. But maybe we can inform some very close friends and just seek their counsel before we actually make the decision. Hindi yung kapag tapos na. Okay? So this is the very first parang indicator na we may be deceived by the enemy or we might be misled kapag may mga ginagawa tayo na parang gusto natin itago o ayaw natin ipaalam sa ibang tao, lalo na yung mga people that we trust and people who love us and care for us. Okay? So, of course, please don't misunderstand. Inuulit ko, this is not to mean na parang lahat na lang ng bagay kailangan ipaalam sa publiko. But rather, wisdom lang naman. If we are not so sure about something or if something is important enough for us to really even consider it, baka makakatulong yan if we open up that area of our lives to somebody we trust, hindi naman kinakailangan buong public, maybe just one or two friends na we trust, who love us, who care for us, who's really parang after our well-being, no? Hindi naman sila after sa pag-control ng buhay natin. And that's why, I encourage those who are in small groups to develop yung ganong spiritual companionship of trust and acceptance. Para sa ganon, there is a place, no? Sa small group natin, there is a place of parang community where we can be honest and hold each other accountable, no? With wisdom, of course, no? With wisdom. Secondly, another indicator or sign is betrayal of trust. Kapag we are going in a direction kung saan yung tiwala o trust ng mga tao sa atin would be broken, no, or compromised, then we know na this would be a danger sign, okay, of how it would actually affect other people. So let us read verses 3 and 4, okay? Sabi niya, then Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, one of the 12. That's a big statement, you know? Ibig sabihin, he's one of the 12. Pinagkatiwalaan siya. He's one of this close circle of Jesus who had direct access to Jesus bilang rabbi. But he did not really think about that. Sadly, sabi niya, Satan entered Judas. So he allowed the enemy to take control, no, of his decision making. And then sabi ganyan, and Judas went to the chief priest and the officers of the temple guard and discussed with them how he might betray Jesus. So notice nyo yung kanyang initiative, yung notice nyo yung siya mismo nagpunta. Hindi siya pinuntahan, siya yung nagpunta. And this again is something that we must really consider very well, no? Yung mga chief priest, mga, officers of the temple guard, hindi naman niya friends yung mga yan, eh. In fact, if he has been with the 12, which he is, of course, alam natin yan, from the Gospels, he's one of the 12, he would have seen and he would have witnessed several times na itong mga Pharisees na to, well, clearly did not believe in Jesus. They were enemies of our Lord, and they were always plotting how to, bring him down or to stop him. Nakita niya yun eh. He was aware, and he has been with the 12 do sa mga intimate moments nila when the Rabbi Jesus was, teaching them and sharing his heart with them and so forth. Now, hindi niya kinonsider yun. Instead, for some reason, the enemy was able to take hold of his heart, to deceive him and to motivate him to do something na hindi maganda at hindi mabuti that would actually result in, betrayal of trust. Now, sa atin, pag tayo ay, nag-iisip ng mga bagay-bagay, one of the things that is really very important is to play the movie even before we make the decision. In other words, how would this play out? How would this affect, my closest friends, yung small group ko? How would this affect the people who love me or who I love, like my family? Playing the movie means looking forward, not just dun sa pinaka-immediate benefit nung nakikita mo na, which is a temptation. The temptations are always come to us in terms of parang benefits. Okay, temptations never come to us in terms of consequences or in terms of parang sabihin natin masama ang mangyayari. It comes to us, temptations come to us in the form of benefits or good things that we see, more often than not, in terms of parang nearsighted view ng mga bagay-bagay. And what the Lord wants us to do para magkaroon tayo ng wisdom is to play the movie, to allow it to play out at least in our minds. Hindi yung dinidecide na natin, but just imagine how this would turn out. Ano magiging resulta nito sa mga tao who care for you, who love you? Ano mangyayari sa family mo? Sometimes we're just concerned with the immediate, satisfaction or para ma-meet yung needs natin, never considering how it would hurt. How it would betray the trust that people have, sa atin. Ganun ang nature ng kaaway, to try to make us focus only on the immediate, yung pinaka benefit or the good thing ng temptation na yun. Which of course, doesn't appear to us as a temptation. It may appear to us as an opportunity, as an offer or something, as a possibility, but never as a temptation. Yun yung deception ng kaaway. He doesn't tell us that he's tempting us, and we're not even aware that we are being tempted. It could be a promotion, pero ang magiging consequence nun is that you would probably lose quality time with your family or in your marriage. Or it may be something na that is exciting, pero actually, it would compromise your values, your devotion to Christ. There are so many things, but basically, the main thing na gusto kong sabihin in this regard is i-play out mo yung movie because the enemy is trying to deceive you. Pero when you play out the movie in your heart and mind, maaaring makikita mo yung the tail of the snake. In other words, at the end of it, you would notice that, evil is lurking. There's going to be a betrayal of trust somewhere down the road, ika nga. No? So, the first sign is the fear of being found out. So, we want to make secret yung mga plano natin. The second is betrayal of trust. Another indicator that we are not following the Lord's will. When you say things like, anong pakialam ko sa kanila, o buhay ko to, and you don't really care how others might feel. That's one of those signs that you are being inspired or motivated by the enemy rather than by the Spirit of God. And then finally is letting others do the dirty work, which is very common, you know, a way to justify ourselves. Hindi naman akong gumawa. Somebody else did that. Malay ko ba? Or hindi ko naman, you know, sarili niya yun, di ba? So in other words, we sometimes want to justify yung evil by letting others do the dirty work for us. Pero behind that, nandun pa rin tayo, no? Accomplished pa rin tayo dun. So let's look at verses 5 and 6. So they were delighted, yung mga chief priests and you know, the officers of the temple guard. They were delighted and agreed to give him money. So like I said, you know, 30 pieces of silver to, according to the other gospels. But you know, they gave him money. Often yung pera can be the, you know, something that is parang senyales that maybe, you know, we need to be concerned about this, you know, pag may perang involved. And then sabi niya, and he consented, you know, so hindi ito parang pinilit siya, no? Pumayag siya eh. He consented and watched for an opportunity to hand Jesus over to them when no crowd was present. So Judas was going to do the dirty work. And, you know, the chief priests and the officers of the temple guard could easily justify themselves by saying, wala naman kami kinalaman dyan eh, di ba? Siya gumawa niyan eh, no? Eh, kami, kumbaga, andito lang kami. So, you know, this is one of the deceptions of the enemy by making us think that just because wala tayo mismo doon sa lugar na yon o hindi tayo mismo umakto, but we are in the background or we are manipulating the situation. Again, that's an indicator eh, that Satan is at work, evil is at work. So, in other words, we must do our best to be watchful when there's fear of being found out, when there's a bit possibility of betrayal of trust, no? And then when we are letting others do the dirty work for us, pero behind it, actually, tayo yung nagpaplano at gumagawa nun. So, in other words, we must be discerning when evil is at work. Kailangan gising po tayo, sober-minded, alert. We should not parang let our guard down. And ang susi dyan is, of course, to always practice the sacred rhythms or the spiritual disciplines, being watchful, you know, prayer, devotion in the Word of God, and serving the Lord in ministry, and being connected in the body of Christ. You know, those typical disciplines is what keeps us sober-minded and alert, rather than yung parang pinababayaan natin ang kaaway to deceive us in our hearts and minds, in our thoughts. So I hope and pray na nakabigay sa atin to ng wisdom, no? We must be careful, okay? And we must guard our hearts. Kasi doon sa heart natin, doon nagmumula yung mga decisions, plans, motives, etc. No? We should watch our hearts. Not just in terms of what comes in, but also in terms of what comes out. So, we need to be paying attention, ika nga, sa spiritual life natin. Amen? And if you know anybody or somebody na who might be in this kind of situation, maaaring hindi sila aware, would you do them the favor of trying to reach out to them and help them to see? If, for example, if they are making a decision na kinikip secret nila or might betray the trust of their families or their loved ones or just even their church, no? Or parang, you know, they are justifying themselves by letting others do the dirty work. So, yung mga signs na yun, do your best to, you know, by the grace of God, to reach out to those people and tell them, don't go into this. This is not going to work out. It's going to be a mess, etc. So, let us pray and let's ask God to guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Manalangin po tayo. Father, maraming salamat, Lord, for your grace and for reminding us na yung deception ng kaaway can happen. And we need to guard ourselves. We need to be watchful. Help us, Panginoon, help us that our eyes are open and we are aware para hindi kami na di-deceive ng kaaway kailanman. Enable us to have a pure heart, a steadfast spirit within us to always obey you, to follow you, and not to let the enemy mislead us in any way. Salamat po, Panginoon. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.